with our current news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Violations from Hezbollah already on day one of a ceasefire between Israel and the terrorist group as it tries to resupply itself in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military says its warplanes fired on that area after detecting Hezbollah activity at a rocket storage facility. Today's attack, the first Israeli airstrike, a day after that ceasefire took effect. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken with Mexico's president. We get more details from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
President-elect Donald Trump says he has spoken with the Mexican president and says that she has agreed to stop migration through Mexico. The conversation comes 2 days after Trump threatened to impose sweeping new tariffs on Canada and Mexico as part of his effort to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs. In a post on his Truth Social account, Trump says it is effectively closing our southern border. He called it a very productive conversation. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum confirmed that she spoke with Trump, calling it an excellent conversation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Black Friday may not be what it used to be, but Holly Quattaro with the Galleria Mall in Dallas says stores are finding ways to lure customers back in through the doors.
In addition to the fun holiday activities, retailers are also offering special deals in stores for shoppers to entice them to shop in stores. So gift wrapping services, buy online, pick up in store is another way that customers that maybe they want to look online, make sure that it's available, and then they can pick it up in the store and come into the mall to get it.
President Biden issued his final Thanksgiving Day message as president today.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for a peaceful transition in the presidency, and I'm thankful for the fact that
Mr. Biden spoke to reporters after delivering pies to the Nantucket Fire Station, as he has now for years. This is SRN News. The Bible will be coming to Texas classrooms.
The state's education board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools under an optional new curriculum. The final vote was 8-7, with supporters pointing out the Bible is a core feature of American history and that teaching it will enrich lessons. Texas schools, which serve more than 5 million public school students, can begin using the Bible materials in kindergarten through fifth grade classrooms as early as next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Swiss watchmaker Swatch has won a suit against the Malaysian government after a court ordered the return of 172 watches seized last year due to designs that included LGBT elements. Authorities seized those watches during raids on Swatch outlets in May of 2023. Swatch contested allegations the watches are harmful, claiming they are designed to promote what they call peace and love. This is SRN News. Ukrainian officials say Russia has conducted massive attacks against Ukraine's energy infrastructure, firing nearly 200 missiles and drones, leaving more than a million households without power. Russia's second major aerial attack on Ukraine's power grid in less than 2 weeks amplified fears that the Kremlin aims to cripple the country's power generation capacity before winter. Ukraine's energy chief says the attacks happened across the country today, with the emergency power outages being implemented nationwide. After weeks of plugging increasingly inviting discounts, retailers in the U.S. and other countries are preparing for prime time, with Black Friday already set to get underway tomorrow, and people coming back to many stores because of special deals, and of course, a lot of online deals being offered, but even more of those about to come in a few days on so-called Cyber Monday. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.